Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker recently signed a minimum wage increase into law, and it also increases the minimum wage for workers who depend on tips, but not to the level of other hourly workers. We get more on this week's Illinois Issues report from Daisy Contreras.
Ramika Atan of Chicago worked in the restaurant industry for many years. She says she put up with a lot while working in a burger restaurant.
I was forced to wear a tight pink shirt that had 1-800 call juicy on it, and the comments just rang in. You know, every time I came to a table, they really treated me like I was on the menu, like I was an option for them, for their source of entertainment and whatever they felt like.
She says she would sometimes confront customers with rude comments, but she knows not all restaurant workers do, for fear of losing out on the tips that make up the bulk of their pay. Atan and many others who work in the state's bars and restaurants want to end the dependence on tips.
This is the only job where we are putting the bill on the public, where we're forcing the public to pay something that the employer is supposed to be paying.
Illinois employers can pay tipped workers just $4.95 per hour, and have tips make up the difference to reach the minimum wage. That's called the tip credit. On slow days when tips are not enough, employers are expected to put in the rest. Under Pritzker's minimum wage law, that base wage for tip workers would rise to $9 an hour over the next 6 years. But some say that any tip system still puts workers in vulnerable positions, open to harassment and wage theft, and should be axed altogether.
Unfortunately, Illinois did not do that in its recent minimum wage deal.
That's Sadeh Gebrselassie with the National Employment Law Project in New York.
Which is a shame, because what we've seen in states that do require employers to pay the full minimum wage is that these workers have lower rates of poverty, they're able to better provide for their families, and importantly, the restaurant industry has been able to adjust.
Those who took part in negotiations say it was all a part of a compromise to get the Illinois Restaurant Association on board with a minimum wage increase. The group declined multiple requests for an interview, but said the tip credit offers flexibility and serves as an incentive for good customer service. State Representative Will Gazzardi, a Chicago Democrat, told tip workers in February he understands why they might feel left out of the plan.
We know that our fight's not done, and I share your belief that that system is unjust and it's unfair to workers, and you have my solemn commitment to stand with you in working on addressing the injustice of that system in the years going forward.
While some business owners are pushing against the change, fearing a hit to their bottom line, other employers are taking a different approach. Mark Voronesh, owner of Cafe Moxo in Springfield, has been paying his employees a $15 minimum wage for several years now. Tips are always separate.
We didn't want our employees to have to totally depend on tips. The tips is what we consider is, you know what, that's going with your service above and beyond.
Still, Voronesh says he wouldn't support eliminating the tip credit.
So we're certainly opposed to it, because I think it does help the business owners, and you do need, regardless of whether what wage you're paying, you do need that advantage, I think, moving forward.
Those who oppose eliminating the tip credit point to the state of Maine, where the credit had to be reinstated after removing it because servers in restaurants complained customers were no longer paying tips. So there were no cash bonuses. Seven other states, including California, have already eliminated a tip credit system. Different studies show varying results of the change, some pointing to restaurants closing, while others show the industry growing. Now, Congress is also considering a $15 minimum wage, and in that same proposal, phasing out the tip credit. Ramika Atan of Chicago has left the restaurant industry and is now advocating for the one fair wage, without tip credits. She says she's optimistic, especially after Pritzker signed the minimum wage increase into law.
It definitely is a step, but there's too many people that it excludes for us to really, really fully call it a victory.
I'm Daisy Contreras.
And you can read more of Daisy's story right now at willnews.org.